The following is a preview of the Crusade Channel's Mike Church Show.
There is any way of Protestant Christianity. And his work as an apologist was so excellent that the bishops of the whole United States individually signed a letter of appreciation to Orestes Brownson, congratulating him for his work as an apologist for the Catholic faith. And I don't know of any such instance in the history of the United States comparable to that. So Orestes Brownson, when he read Darwin's writings, wrote a number of scathing critiques of Darwin's work, and one of the articles we have on our website, and in it he takes a position which, if our church leadership generally and our intellectual community had taken the same position, we would not be in the worst crisis of faith in the history of the church today. Because what Orestes Brownson basically said is, look, Mr. Darwin, you are going against the constant understanding that has existed within Christian civilization from the beginning of the church. And you're going against the wisdom and the understanding of history that has been handed down even within non-Christian pagan peoples. You're basically coming against what the whole world has understood, certainly the whole Christian world has understood, about the origins of man and the universe and the history of the world. And Mr. Darwin, if you want us to take you seriously, it's not enough that you have this hypothesis which could be true. No. If you want to be taken seriously, when you are going against the constant teaching and understanding of the entire Christian world for almost 2,000 years, you are going to have proof beyond a reasonable doubt, or we are wasting our time to even sit down at the same table with you. That was the position of Orestes Brownson, and that should have been the position of every bishop and every Catholic intellectual in the whole wide world. Because if that had been our position, if that had been the position of our church leadership, Darwin would never have gotten off the ground. Because never in the entire farcical history of Darwin's pathetic attempts to find some kind of substantial support and evidence for his wild speculations has he ever had anything more than a collection of conjectures with a smattering of evidence that doesn't even begin to constitute any kind of serious evidence for his case.
Now, let me jump in here real quick with Hugh Owen here of the St. Maximilian Kolbe Center. He's talking about Orestes Brownson. There's another thing, another lesson. There's two things that I want to hit on real quick, Hugh. And thank you for being so gracious with your time. By the way, folks, the website, if you want to check out and become a member of the Kolbe Center, kolbecenter.org. That's kolbecenter.org. There's two things here. Number one, one of the lessons that we could take away from Orestes Brownson is that Catholics in the United States today, by and large, are not Orestes Brownsons. Instead, we're a bunch of lukewarm ninnies, too afraid to open our mouths and too afraid to stand for the one true holy Catholic and apostolic faith unapologetically, as Brownson did, and he risked everything. He risked his literary career. He risked, as you mentioned, all his friends, his family members turned on him. He's a case study in what it means to be an apologist, isn't he, Hugh?
Yes, he is.
And this is something we should learn about Brownson. So that's one thing. Second thing, in your story about the scoffer shall arise, I want you to go back for just a moment here. And please inform the listeners that what Darwin and Descartes, and principally Darwin and Kant and the rest of these Enlightenment, quote, philosophers, close quote, unleashed, this was not new. This is not new. Plato and some of the Greeks and some of the philosophers of antiquity and of the time before Christ had also mentioned What do they say, Hugh? Myriads, meaning tens of thousands of years of ages. So the ancient earth was something that was part of the pagan world too, wasn't it?
Absolutely.
To listen to this entire amazing original presentation of the Crusade Channel commercial-free, purchase a Founders Pass membership for as little as 26 cents per day at crusadechannel.com. Failure to do so ensures the demise of the free world, the likelihood of Jeff Bezos selling you Soylent Green, and the financial security of the liberal media you claim to despise.
Really?
Yes, really.
So, what are you waiting for? Bernie Sanders to actually get elected? Go to CrusadeChannel.com, click the Join button, and buy yourself a Founders Pass membership. Log into the site, download the complete version of this show, and then, how does the judge say it?
How about a fresca?
Enjoy your fresca. Having saved the free world and proved you actually do despise the liberal media and are now part of a real crusade. The Crusade Channel. King size truth. From radio-sized speakers.